This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden updated the Baton Rouge Press Club on the state's money situation Monday, saying they're still reconciling the books on the fiscal year that ended July 1st.
We're anxiously awaiting numbers in the next week or so about what FY16 looks like, waiting to see whether or not we're going to have a deficit. I think it might be a little more accurate to say exactly how much that deficit is going to be.
Meanwhile, Darden says negotiations with the public-private partner hospitals are nearing a conclusion.
I think within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be in a position to announce what the arrangement will be with each of the partners, and that we're going to make some changes in those cooperative endeavor agreements.
He expects the modified agreements will both lower state costs and limit the growth of those expenses. Darden also says they're working on changing a pair of major contracts for call centers, one with DHH, the other with Family Services.
We are going to consolidate those two very significant contracts into one and have a single call center with individuals who are trained to handle both of those calls.
The biggest immediate worry is cash flow, with the bulk of the state's revenue not coming in till spring and payment of many state bills due shortly. Darden says cash reserves have been depleted.
Over the course of the previous administration, more than $3 billion in treasury funds were spent either by fund sweeps or spending one-time money that was not coming back again.
He adds the decision on taking out a bank loan to pay the bills will likely come in September. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.